So tell me about your childhood.
I'm no psychologist, but that was definitely a cry for help.
It was actually quite traumatic.
Oh my gosh, trauma alert.
I definitely did that for attention.
I had a great relationship with my parents, I think.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, welcome,
listeners.
We're back. Oh, my God.
Thank you. On the edge of your seat. I know. Oh. Are you guys? Oh, no. They're not tired. Are you kidding me? People love this shit. Okay.
People love this show. They keep screaming. They want to come back. Oh.
They're obsessed. They're obsessed.
Maggie, are you so excited for our wonderful guest today?
I love our guest today.
What a joy.
Oh,
what a
so
smile.
Fucking funny.
Oh, so funny. What a joy.
She's so funny.
She's smiling right now.
When I say this, I usually don't mean it, but she performs all over the city. Okay? I really mean that. Okay?
She is in
usually,
every
when
borough.
When people say that, it's made up.
Yeah.
It's made up.
But it is made up.
Truly performs all over the city, has shows all the time. I feel like, to
all
be honest, of all the people I know, I feel like this person is, like, crushing the pandemic, to be honest. I don't know.
If I were to pick one person, I would agree. It would be this person who is absolutely crushing this pandemic.
Yeah, no offense to all of our other guests. They were great, too. But, like, this woman, I mean, she's crushing it.
Let's bring her in. We're going to try and cut back on our word choice, our word usage in our intros. We're going to make them simple. So we're practicing with the very delightful.
Please welcome to the show, Christiana Jackson.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
What's up, guys?
We are so happy to have
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, we are thrilled that you're here. We're thrilled. You know, we love you.
I'm happy to be here, man. Good. I love doing podcasts. Mm-hmm. Talking shit? Come on, man. It's the best.
That's all we
Talking
do.
Talking shit about
that's
your own childhood.
Yeah. Christiana, like, how's your pandemic? Like, update us a little bit. Tell us about, you know, your quarantine. What's happening?
Since you're crushing it.
Oh, wow. It's so many stages.
I know, I live alone.
Mm-hmm. So it's been very introspective.
Yes. You looked inward.
It's been very, I've been on a, yeah, there's nowhere else to look.
Right? That's really,
I've looked inward and taken photos. Yeah. I've looked inward and taken photos of my outward because
I love upping
my nudes. That's like one of
Oh my God.
I've just been upping my game in quarantine.
Fuck. Yeah. Wait, can we talk about nudes for a minute? Because
let's do
you
it.
Know
this is
I'm
of course.
Classic nude segment. Here we go.
I have been selling. Did I tell you, Christiana and Jess? I've been selling my nudes to an old man. To an old man.
That no. Maggie, that is the number one thing that you need to tell me when I say what's up.
Oh, I know. I honestly forgot. Like, it's such a minimal part of my life that I fully forgot.
I'm pissed
forgot.
That you held out.
I know.
What the?
Wait, where did you meet this guy? I met him at the airport last year.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I know. It's such a good time. I hope my mom doesn't listen or whatever. So I met him at the airport when I was going to Edinburgh for the festival last year. And, like, I was so drunk at the JFK bar or whatever. And he bought me all this wine. And then I was like, I'm really hungry. And he was like, do you want pizza? I was like, yeah, of course. You know? And so he bought me all this pizza. And then we exchanged numbers. And he was like, well, if you're ever in Arizona, like, you know, come out or whatever. I'll fly you out. Or I'll fly you to Arizona. And I was like, I love that. So the other day, I was at the beach. This was like a month ago. And I was like, you know, I really want some money. I was just like craving money. And so I was like, let me just text him and be like, hey, can I give you nudes for money? And he was like, absolutely. And now it's been a great relationship.
Oh, my God. This is not the guy who's obsessed with your feet, right?
Wait.
These are like real nudes?
These are nudes without my face in them and some small videos. I'm not going to lie. You know?
How much money are we talking?
Ooh,
like, is
I
this
love
how
a good
profitable
video.
Is this?
Like, you know, 200 here and there. I got to up the price. If I'm going to – I know, if I show him a picture of my vag, I think I'm going to charge him $1,500. Right?
I mean, that's a little much.
You think?
That $1,500, Maggie? What's on your vag? Rhinestones? Goddamn. That's a lot of money. $1,500?
Like,
it. No, she's worth this it. Is, no, no. So are you.
No, oh listen, God. Maggie, this is like every, okay, listen, I watch a lot of crime documentaries, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is how it always goes, right?
Okay.
You take, like, let's say you're not stealing,
I'm not,
right? But,
I'm not.
But how do people get caught?
Yeah.
When they get greedy, right? Mm-hmm. So if you go 200, 215, mm-hmm. you're going to, you know what I mean? He's going to be like, all right. Because then he's going to think, well, what's after 15? 2,000? You know what I'm saying? You got to.
I do.
That's a leap.
I want to work towards it. I want to work towards it. I'm not just going to be like, give me 1,500 for my pussy. But like, I'm going to be like, you know, I'm like 500 for, you know, a video where I say your name or something. I don't know. I got to think about it. Okay. I got to like really break down. But Christiana, what about?
I just want you to keep making money.
Oh, me too. I want it. I know. I want to keep it going. And he is pretty dumb. Like, I think like he won't like I think he's down to give me money.
Maggie, do you think he listens to this?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I don't know what no your way. Fans do. All right.
First of all, I gave him my Venmo and I changed my last name on it. So he's not going to be able to find me.
Okay.
You know, he doesn't know my last name.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. And he doesn't care. He just
wait. How old is old?
He's probably in his 50s. Probably in his 50s. Yeah.
Do you think he has a family?
Oh, that's not old, Maggie. I'm 39. That's not old.
Yeah. Listen. You know,
39 is old, but damn.
Yeah, he could be in his 60s, but like, who cares? You know what I mean?
Christiana,
I thought he was old.
Yeah, but
old is like 75, I think. Yeah, tell us about your nudes.
Tell us how you're up in your game.
Okay. I've been taking nudes since like 2008, 2009.
Oh my God.
Good year. Just when a recession hit,
like a disposable camera,
you got to do the nudes.
No, I used to take nudes just while I had a Canon. I used to just take photos.
Okay, nice.
So then I would also take nudes.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's an artist.
I used to email them to people.
Oh my God, this is so old school. I can't. Emailing nudes.
I know.
That's hilarious.
Whoa, yeah. Google knows. Oh my God. But then during, usually what I would like to do on my days off before is I would stockpile. So then let's say I'm at a show and someone's like, yo, I want to see a picture of your tits. I'm like, I'm at a show. Hold on. And then I would have it stockpiled.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
So then in quarantine, I was like, oh, you got plenty of time.
Yeah.
So then I started taking a lot. I take very artistic, erotic photos.
Yeah.
I
love this.
So I started taking a lot of shower nudes.
Wow.
Videos in the shower. Yeah.
Faucet on?
Yeah, like with the shower running.
Wow, are you scared you're going to drop your phone in the shower? Because I think I would do that.
It's her Canon. She's
okay,
got a
don't
Canon.
Jinx me, but so far, no.
Oh.
No, I use my phone now. Right. Now I use my phone.
Oh, okay.
I'm just like, okay, so like, how many, like, what do you do in your videos? Like, let's talk about the video. Like, what's a video of you naked? What's happening?
Okay, if I'm in the shower, could just be like the water running on me. It's very artistic. It could just be like some slow-mo tit rubbing.
Oh wow.
In the shower.
Are these like in black and
a
white?
Slow-mo
like
tit.
Are these like black and white videos?
Some of them are in black and white. Some of them are in black and white.
I knew it.
If you want to make anything artistic, make it black and white and make it slow-mo.
Exactly.
And then men get confused. They're like, why is this in black and white?
Oh my God.
Yeah. You're like, bitch, I'm an artist. That's why it's in black and white.
So funny. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. It's classy. It's classy shit. That's why. But then I started getting into lingerie. Then I started buying lingerie in the summertime to walk around the apartment in.
Hell yeah. Hell
and then I bought LED lights where you can change the color with Wi-Fi and stuff.
Whoa.
So then I added lights. But then now I think, but the problem is I think men think I'm a pro because it is a lot of production for just some chick.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
it sounds
so
like you
send
are
them
a pro.
And they're like,
do they think you're a prostitute? Is that what you mean?
Well, they think I'm like, you know, like a sex worker.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, okay, that kind
I mean,
of pro. Yep, I'm a 10-year-old child.
Right. I want to see these. I honestly want you to send me them all. I mean, I'd like to see, but no pressure.
Oh, so you can sell them to an old
no,
man?
No.
Yeah,
I won't sell them.
I wouldn't trust them.
Yeah, I know. I'm not to be trusted, but I wouldn't sell your nudes. I would just look at them and like admire, you know. Maybe touch myself.
Next time we see each other, I'll show you a couple.
Okay, cool.
are people always asking you to send pictures of your boobs? Is that what it's like to have boobs? Like, people at shows just ask to see your boobs? Is that, like, what is that like? Because I'm...
Oh, no, these are... Okay.
Wait.
Lacking.
I don't think it's people
at
shows.
No one ever asks me just for boobs.
These are people at shows right now.
No. These are... No, not at all. No, men are terrified after they see me on stage. They don't want anything
to
do with me.
That's so true.
They're
I relate
terrified.
To that so much. I feel like when I go on stage, like, no one wants to fuck me after that. You know what I mean? Like, people are like, I don't think so. Yeah. Like, that was too much, you know?
Because of what you say?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just, like, there's something about it. Like, I feel like a male comic can, like, do a set, and then, like, all these girls in the audience are like, you're so funny, I want to fuck you. But, like, when a woman is like, good on stage, it's, like, the men, I think they just go flaccid. I don't know what it is. Like, do you agree with that?
It's an intimidation thing, yeah, because men want to feel like they have to be funny.
Right. No guy has ever asked me out after a show. Ever.
Yeah. I think one guy once was buying drinks for a few mm-hmm. of us, but I already had another date,
of
course.
Okay.
Very on brand for me. Yeah. I was like, I have to go. I have a date.
Oh my God.
But so the men asking are men that I'm like talking to, right. And they'll be like, oh, I want a picture. And I'll be like, all right, hold on. I have to make folders though, because like someone asked me for a picture, I was scrolling for like 5 minutes to find the nude that I wanted to send. I was like, you got too much shit.
I mean,
on
you
can
make albums. It's pretty easy, you know. Just make an album, you know.
No, I know. It's just the time of. I'm not very organized in that.
I understand.
Sense. So
I understand.
It's just taking the time to actually like do it. Yeah.
I see. They have apps.
Apps for.
I mean, apps
really?
On your phone that you can hide photos
oh, really?
So that it doesn't show up.
Oh,
so you don't.
Oh, no.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I should definitely know that.
That's what.
Like, that would help me.
Yeah. I just make sure any nude I ever send to Ryan is secure in that app. And they're mostly just boomerangs of me, like, flicking.
You send nudes
tip.
To your boyfriend?
Yeah, but only funny ones. Oh, like okay. Flicking okay. a tit in a boomerang, so it's like bouncing
okay,
around.
Okay. See, mine are not funny. They're very seriously.
It's so good though. I think couples should send.
I think
nudes.
So too.
Yeah, if you're away, if
yeah,
you're
yeah,
away
no,
from
mine
each other,
are not funny.
They're not funny, but yours are
yeah,
art. We all
have
our
own
thing. It
you know,
seems
mine
like,
are
you know?
Not artistic or funny, so I don't think.
True.
You know, like, there's nothing good about them. Is what I mean.
You said some guy asked you for a picture, Maggie.
What's
you
that?
You sent your asshole, didn't you?
Yeah,
or just
I
your
sent
butt?
My ass. Not my asshole. I mean, that's just like a little much, you know. But my ass. I sent pics of my ass to some guy, and I was like, whatever. Mm. Like, my face isn't in them. Like, it's like I don't care if he shows his friends. It's fine. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mind. Now, yeah. Christiana, do you like getting nudes in response? Like, do you like dick pics and stuff? Okay, cool.
Oh, hell yeah.
Me too.
Mm. Oh, yeah. My phone too, is filthy. Yeah. I like jerk-off videos. I prefer
me
jerk-off
too.
Videos.
Oh, I really enjoy that. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see
oh, yeah.
the results.
You know, there was a guy 5 years ago, I, like, matched with this guy named Jeff who lived in Jersey. And, like, he used to incessantly send me videos of him jerking off. But, like, he would make like severe eye contact with the camera, and he really looked like a fucking killer. I was like, man, like, this is scary, you know.
Did it look like he was doing this, like, and it was your face, like he was doing
no,
it to you? Because that's
like, he was just like jerking off, but like, he just looked like a murderer. Like, I was like, oh my God. And then
why would you look in the camera?
I don't
that's
know.
Horrifying.
I think he thought I was into it. But then I matched with a guy named Jeff from Jersey recently, and I was like,
another
you're
one?
The same fucking Jeff. I know it's you. Like, I was like, I messaged him. I was like, bro, like, do you like to send videos of yourself jerking off to women? And he was like, yeah, sometimes. So I know it's the same guy. Like, I know it's him. I know it's him. And then I think he blocked me. I think he blocked me because I asked him how tall he was, and then he never answered. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, I don't have time for you. I don't have time for you.
Oh, no.
You know? Dead to
that's,
me. Dead
that's
to
men's
me.
New campaign is, fuck you, women. Stop asking us how tall we
yeah,
are.
Yeah, it's like, I'm really tall.
Oh, yeah. They never
I'm
know.
I'm pretty tall, so, like, I like,
that's
you know,
true,
I like
Meg.
To
you
have.
Tall.
I don't really mind if they're, like, a little shorter, but if it's, like, you know, 5'7", I mean, I've definitely had sex with someone who was 5'7". But it's like, it's, you know, I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't particularly crave it.
Anyway.
I get it, though. I don't, I'm only 5'4", but I don't like men. I can do a, I can fuck a man who's my height. If he's Latino. Yeah. Because a lot of the short dudes have bigger dicks, actually. Mm-hmm. But, like, shorter than me, then it starts feeling childlike. Because I'm only 5'4". So then it's like, you have little hands touching you and shit. They're it's little gross.
Oh, my God.
You just feel like a pervert. You're like, I don't.
You're like, is that illegal. A third hand? Where did that third hand come from? Why is it so tiny?
How have you been, like mentally in the pandemic? Like, are you cool with it? Is it too much? Like, what's happening?
Are you thriving?
I'm down with pandemics.
Okay,
cool
okay.
with it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say this, like, honestly, I've been very introspective. It's been nice to have time, especially early quarantine, to like slow down and think and process a lot. Cause you know, we're always just going in the city. And so you don't really have time to like, really like have a deep thought and really think and process. You know, there have been times I've also just stayed busy. That's why like, that's
hell yeah, girl.
So that just to keep myself distracted and try to stave off depression. If I'm doing stuff and I have something to focus on, it helps keep me mentally
well.
Okay. Yeah, well. But then sometimes I'll realize I'm like, ooh, I think you're doing too much because you are depressed. I'm like, it's like now you're like hyperactive or you're in overdrive because maybe you're trying to avoid other stuff. It's a fine line, but regardless,
like a distraction. You're doing so much to distract yourself.
It is like a balance. It's like, because sometimes you get so busy, you're burnt out and then you're depressed, right? And then it's like, fuck, okay.
Right. And you're like, I'm not doing the thing I actually want to be doing. Mm-hmm. And because you're doing all this shit to distract yourself. And then you're like, oh, but who am I? Yeah. Cool.
That's been a big question in quarantine.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Let's get into it.
Who are you?
Well, I was thinking about this earlier because, like, especially men, I feel like are not processing all this very well because they're children, and I don't think they're emotionally equipped. They've been going through it. I have spent time with many men, and they are not handling this well. And I was thinking about it this morning, where like so many guys will say what they used to do, and I'm like, yeah, they probably have this like a deeper lack of purpose.
Oh yeah,
in a lot of ways, because they're not working.
I understand that. I mean, I think a lot of guys are like playing video games. I think that's like pretty, you know, pretty big for the men out there who are suffering.
yes.
I'm not sure about that, but I just, oh, no sorry. Comment. I'm not talking about your boyfriend, Jess. I'm sorry. Oh my God. Cause I know that's an issue. I wasn't.
Is he a gamer?
No comment because he listens to this podcast.
I think it's good, you know?
But.
It's a good thing.
It's good. Moving on. Men.
wait, can you give an example? Like a man suffering? Like what do you mean?
Oh, I mean mountains of conspiracy theories.
Ooh, interesting.
Mountains of them. And it's like they're not I think it's easy for them to go deeper into these crazy things because they're not able to process the reality of what's happening. And they don't have sports to distract them. And so this is how they're like processing the trauma of everything and just believing the crazy. I mean, I've heard men say the craziest shit. The first week when everyone was like, oh my God, we're going into lockdown, right? I was on 125th. I live in Harlem. I was on 125th Street. Mm-hmm. I was walking home, and I heard a guy tell a grown man, like old, like certain, like you're too old. Come on, man. Like tell another grown man, yeah, you know, the government's out here making half ape armies. And I was like, it's time to go inside. I this might be the last thing I hear someone say before I'm alone. No. But I was, and the other man didn't question anything. He was just like, I'm like, wow. What the hell is going on?
You think that shit, you know, it happens everywhere. We as New Yorkers, we make the assumption that all that shit happens in the middle of the country, yeah. where like people think that things are being created in the lab and the government is putting aliens inside of vaccines. Like, we're like, oh yeah, that's a North Dakota thing. But like, no, that shit happens mm-hmm. in the streets mm-hmm. of New York.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. 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 People are fucking losing it. Men have, I mean, from the get, there've been so many, I've heard so many conspiracy theories. And it's troubling, because they always know.
Yeah. Did you hear anyone talk about how this was made in a lab and it got out? Because
I
heard some Italians on the street here mm-hmm. talking about that, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ! Like,
the thing is, none of them ever have one fact. That's my problem. Right. I'm like, if you have some facts, I can wrap my head around it. But if it's just someone on the street that I don't know talking about ape people, I'm not gonna believe it.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah, that's so stupid. Dear God.
That's men suffering.
Love that that suffering tale. Right. Yeah.
I will say though, those crazy ass women on the street at the like pro-life protests are kind of guilty of spewing that shit too.
Yeah.
So we're not gonna put it all on men, but it's mostly
men. Women are crazy too, you know. But you know, not as bad.
But we're doing better.
What the fuck?
But yeah, it's mostly men. That's our PSA is always,
we love men.
We want to make sure we are aware. But mostly men. But mostly men. We love men, but mostly men.
Or just don't bring it up. And don't bring it up when you're trying to get some pussy. That's all. Yeah. You can believe whatever you want, but don't lead with that on a first date.
Are you going on dates with people who are like freaking out? Like, who are these guys? Like,
that's why I mean, the whole pretty much the whole time I'm like, everyone's losing it. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And actually the last guy, that's why I've slowed down. I was like, I can't keep listening to this shit, dude. I've honestly, like, he really like took the wind out of my sails. I was like, I just can't keep listening to all this craziness. And then we didn't even have sex. It was totally pointless.
Did he come over? Did you get drinks?
We went to a restaurant. He went to the wrong one. Whatever.
Oh my god.
It was a block away. But like, how'd you get to this one? Anyway, we did get drinks. I listened to his crazy conspiracy theories, saying that all politicians are secretly gay.
What?
All of them. I'm like, all of them. Of them.
Jess is like,
why is
I might have to agree with
all of them.
Wait, that's insane.
Even like a mayor in a small town, that's where politician, it means PTA presidents. I don't know. That's just too many people to say
what
all of them.
What an interesting. Not going to lie, I do believe everyone's a little gay, but what an interesting thing for like a straight man to say. You think he's trying to say something?
Is he like is that do you think he's gay? Like, he might be gay, you know? Like.
Well, he didn't have sex with me.
There we
so
go.
Maybe.
Look at
but
that.
But his whole thing was like,
there we
straight men are on the decline. He's like, they're on the mm-hmm. decline. Straight men are on the decline. I was just like,
your time is done, straight men.
And then he was like, I was like, well, because he's like, why do you think women are oppressed? And I was like,
what? Who asked that out to drink?
Like, there's a woman getting her ass kicked right now by a straight man. There's nothing to do with sexuality. He's like, no, it's because the gay the politicians push the agenda, and that's why straight men act the way they do. I mean, that I was like, that is a big leap.
Whoa.
That's a lot of steps.
So this guy,
you gotta have secretly gay politicians.
Oh my god! So this guy is like really stupid. Like, he's really
yes,
a little ignorant.
I
maybe
have
a little
slowed
gay.
Down.
Yeah, that's too much.
I was like, I can't. I just can't.
That's too much. Yeah. You met this guy online.
Yeah, where am I going to meet someone?
I know.
Tried.
I mean,
I get it.
But mostly
Yeah.
Christiana, did you grow up in New York? Where are you from?
No, I'm from a small town in New Jersey.
Oh, cool.
It was terrible.
Okay. Let's get into it.
Do you know Jeff? Do you know Jeff?
Oh, the guy that jerked off in
the
video.
Jeff that comes to mind is lives in New York, and he is gay, and he is a very beautiful family with his very attractive husband. Aww. So no, but
is he a politician?
Maybe another Jeff.
So
he is not.
Did you grow up? What's the name of the town?
Yeah,
Phillipsburg.
Okay.
Oh, that is small.
Okay.
Because
so
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. I thought I knew Jersey pretty well.
Oh yeah.
Did you where south? Were you there?
North, south, yeah, central,
where is
baby?
It? Like.
Northwestern New Jersey, 15 minutes from like Allentown,
okay,
Pennsylvania.
Okay, yeah.
And
it's very rural.
Did you move to New York right away? Like when you were like eight? Like what happened? Tell us.
Okay, so I went to a college in Massachusetts for one semester. Uh-huh. Because I did not fully apply myself in high school because I was severely depressed from living in a town that's terrible. and so I did well in the classes that I liked and the other ones I didn't really care. So I didn't do that great. So I went to a college that took me for one semester. And I was like, I'm not dumb. I just didn't apply myself. I got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
and then I went and then I transferred to Rutgers. And then after Rutgers, I moved to New York.
Got it. Okay, cool.
Oh, nice.
Cool. Okay.
That's a smooth transition. A North Jersey, was it the New Brunswick campus?
Yeah, a real Rutgers. Not the other ones aren't real Rutgers. Sorry.
No, yeah, there's a bunch. You got to make sure it's real Rutgers.
Why did your town depress you?
Yeah.
What was wrong with the town?
Phillipstown?
Oh, my God. Well, Phillipsburg. Okay, Phillipsburg is a sad town on its own, okay? Mm. Like, it's always been in competition with Easton, Pennsylvania, which is also nothing but a little better than Phillipsburg. Okay. But there's like a plaque in the town on the main street that says how the town's always been shittier compared to Easton, which is still shit. So that's how bad, like, just the mentality of the town is like
everyone knows
we're
kind of
losers.
Yeah.
It was very, very white, very blue collar, very racist. Ugh. Not in like a not in a New York, like I won't sit next to you in the subway, like in a swastika rebel flag.
Whoa.
I will call you the N-word. Racist.
Whoa.
It was severely racist.
Did you experience that in school?
Oh yeah. The other black girl in my class called me Darkie, which is real.
Oh my God.
Cuz she was mixed.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. Her mom was white and her dad was black, and then ironically enough, my mom is black, my stepdad is white.
Oh.
And I remember, like, now that I'm an adult, I'm like, well, lady, neither of us were being raised by black men, so I feel like we're going to arrive at the same issues regardless of our skin colors.
Right.
Yeah, it was super, super racist. So to grow up in an environment where you know that the people just always see you as less than, and you know they don't have shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're like, you don't have all your teeth, but you still think you're better than me just because you're white.
Right.
Like, you're never going to do anything in your life. I've done more in my life than most of the people from that town.
I believe it.
When I went back a few years ago, they wouldn't let me in the high school.
Are you kidding?
Are you kidding? Wow. Yeah.
What do you, what?
Wow. Oh, no,
in
I was
In what
not.
Context? Like,
leave.
You wanted to go back to visit? To
like,
talk.
Why were you, going to go visit? Or?
I wanted to visit some teachers. One of them has now passed away. Oh. And I wanted to go visit, which people used to do all the time. And there was security. I was like, listen, I understand you don't know me. Like, you can search me. That's fine. I don't have anything, you know, like, you don't know who I am. I understand. And they would not let me in. They wouldn't contact the teachers that I wanted to see. They would not let me in. And
oh
I was like, and the anger that I had growing up, just like, it like zoomed right back in me. I was so angry.
Oh,
and I was like, I literally met up with a friend for like 20 minutes and I got back on a bus and went back to New York. I was like, I can't deal with this shit.
Wow.
But to grow up in an environment like that, where you know, like, everyone just thinks that they're better than you based on nothing, and then they don't have anything. So it's like,
right.
Well, what are you gaining out of this racism?
Wow.
What are you gaining? This town is still nothing. It's still a very poor town in Jersey.
Yeah, it's not just in pockets of of yeah. areas. It's rampant across the country. So fuck every single politician, gay or not, for saying that racism doesn't exist. And I'm talking about Republicans mostly, who are just like, it was solved. Sorry when MLK yeah. gave a speech.
They're all gay. I do believe that theory.
Ugh, I can't. Are these like what kind of missing teeth white people? Like trash or like Italian racist?
Some of them. Well, that's what's funny with there being the rebel flags. I'm like, most of you weren't here for that. Most of you were like new white people.
Yeah.
What's your connection with the rebel flag? Your family was in Hungary when that was happening.
Right.
So you have some people who know where that what they are, mm-hmm. you know, like some people. Yeah. And then you have a bunch of people who have no clue, but they just know they're white. And it's like, wow. you're not actually benefiting from it. You're a pawn in the right. system. So like my county was Republican mm-hmm. when the rest of New Jersey was Democrat. Mm. That's wow. how racist my town my was. God. My county.
What kind of population are we talking about? Like,
but it's like.
How many people?
Yeah. How many people were in this town?
I think maybe like 10,000 to 15,000.
They're
going
to stop
like
okay. there. Like maybe 10 20, to 15. It was
maybe.
10 to 15 12 people.
12 white people.
Yeah.
And me and my family.
Wait, so is your family still there? Or like, do you go back there a lot? No, they moved. Okay.
No. We didn't like being there. My parents are performing artists and it was cheap.
Oh.
So that's basically how we landed Obsessed. There.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Which also made us not fit in. Mm.
I can't wait to okay. hear about your family.
So,
family
hang
performing
on.
Artists?
Ah! This is a lot. Okay, so both of your parents were performance artists or artists? Like,
yes.
What did they do?
We're performing artists.
Okay, but what did they do?
My stepdad was a jazz and classical pianist.
Okay.
He was also Italian American. Mm. He was also kind of racist.
Okay.
No, he
was.
Let's
talk about that.
His family was very racist.
Mm. Wait, so he had another family. He had another family.
No, like his.
Oh, like his.
No, like his.
Oh, okay.
Like his parents.
Okay, his parents. I was like, wait, no, we had two families.
No,
he had
no.
a secret
I mean,
racist family that was not his family. It was just for his racism like, when he got lonely.
His parents. When he married my mom, his parents disowned him.
Oh,
and they didn't speak to him for 5 years.
Wow.
I am so sick of this shit because you know what? It's not. Yeah. It is a common story. It is not new to hear that.
Yeah.
Today. Ugh. Okay.
Yeah. They're from Nutley.
Where did they meet?
They're from Nutley, New Jersey.
What is your mom? What kind of musician?
Yeah. How did they meet?
This is so cheesy.
What does she do?
Okay, this is a super cheesy story.
I'm excited, okay.
So my mom, now she does like African drumming and storytelling, and then she's in some like weird shit. Anyway, whatever. Then she does like her own like, I don't, whatever. My mom's a Pisces, and she's also, she's very creative, but it's also like, what are you doing? But then growing up, so some of my parents met. At the time my mom was singing, and so she needed an accompanist. This is so cheesy. Mm. She needed an accompanist. And yeah. My stepdad answered the ad. That's how they met.
Oh, wow. I'm melting. Oh, wow. My God. In a newspaper.
Cheesy.
Ugh.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Super cheesy. And then he proceeded to ruin all of our lives for 14 years.
Oh, my God. Does he suck? Is he the worst?
Okay. This is a real thing. Now that I'm older and I watch a lot of Italian movies,
yeah.
Sometimes I watch them and I'm like, maybe my dad wasn't bipolar. Maybe he was just Italian. Mm. Because the rage, like in the movies, I'm like, oh, that's very familiar. But yeah, he was bipolar. He was
bipolar. Got it. Oh man.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Is he still around? Is he still part of your family?
Oh no. But they got divorced. They were married for 14 years. When I was like 18 is when they started getting divorced.
Okay.
When my mom told me, she was all serious and stuff, and I said, what took you so long? That was my response.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Get this nut out.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Yeah. I keep telling my mom to divorce my dad, but she says it's too late.
They're really old.
He's in his 80s. That's too late, Maggie. Sorry. I'm saying it's too late, too.
Yeah, I mean.
That's just mean.
No, I'm sorry. You would say it, too, if you knew. Anyway. But.
Wait, why do you want your parents to get divorced?
I just think it would be better for them. Like, I just think, you know, like, if they lived separately, it would be a good. It would be good. But it is too late. It's absolutely too late.
Oh, there's a lot of fighting?
Yeah, there's a lot of fighting, and there's just a lot of, like, passive aggression. I'm always like, Mom, like, you know, get out of there, you know, start dating. She's like, I'm 73.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think it's going to work out. But I believe that it's possible.
Mom, whatever. Get out
of there.
Anyway,
New York.
Anyway, that's what I'm saying. You could get on a dating app at 73 and fucking meet up. Like, you could chill. Yeah.
You can meet up.
You can. But anyway, so Christiana, so, like, okay.
Yeah, but you can also meet up with someone else who's crazy. That's
the risk.
That's
true. I mean,
that's when she's like, I'm used to his shit.
Right.
She probably doesn't want new shit to deal with.
That's and, like, what's her age range, you know?
She'd probably date a guy in his 60s, because she looks pretty good, I'd say.
Yeah.
You know.
Your mom does look good. All right, Christiana, we're primed with setting up your childhood, okay? Racist town, Italian, Joe Pesci motherfucker as a stepdad, and now we're going to slip in.
Oh, no, I wish. No,
I feel like that would have been cool.
No.
Oh,
like that,
okay.
Right? That would have been much better.
What kind of Italian are we talking
Sorry.
About? Prime us more, and
I
then
mean,
we're going to slip
when
in.
When I first watched... Okay, cool. Yeah, when I first watched Goodfellas, I honestly felt robbed. I was like, this is the life I should be having with an Italian-American stepdad? The fuck is this? He was a musician, and he was a Cancer, and he was bipolar. So it was a lot of too sensitive, too many emotions. He wasn't beating up anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, you
he
wish
wasn't
your
making
dad
a lot
was,
of money
you
either.
Wish your stepdad was like a mafia guy?
We would have had more money.
Totally.
You would have been out of the fucking Petersburg. I can't even remember the town. I'm so sorry. What is
Petersburg. Oh, yeah. No, it's fine. It's totally forgettable.
Joe'sburg.
Would have. I mean, that would have been where we went to, like, hide out from the feds, not to live.
Yeah.
Right. Well, since I'm so mad at him. Talking about your childhood, let's get into your first memory, if you're ready.
Yeah, tell us your
one of your... childhood memories, yeah.
Your homework that we gave you
an
hour ago.
Well, on the theme of... I would say on the theme... Okay, one of my first memories in terms of knowing myself, like self-acknowledgement, I remember when I was young thinking that I was funny. Like when I was like 3-4 years old.
Yeah.
I do remember thinking that I was funny, but I do remember my next thought being that not everybody... was going to be on board. Like I remember thinking that I was funny, but knowing that I wasn't for everybody.
Oh my God. Wait, but that's such,
so wise
that's
of you.
So wise. Like, if only we all thought that, you know?
Yeah, if only every stand-up comedian had that.
Right. If only every fucking comedian was like, you know what? Not everyone's going to like me, and that's okay. But, you know?
I mean, that's kind of sad, though, that I knew that at such a... Like, I'm like, damn, man. That, like, 3-4 years old, I was like, nope. You're not going to be everyone's cup of tea.
Wait,
so self-aware.
Like,
what kind of funny
were
you at 3 and 4?
What were you doing? Were you doing like bits? Like what was your funny?
What
was your
hot
brand
toddler bits?
Yeah.
I remember just having a funny point of view on things.
Yeah.
And making my mom laugh a lot. Because my mom went through a lot. My father was not a good person. Then my stepdad was not a good person in a different way. And I remember like, I would use humor to kind of lighten shit up and make her laugh.
Right, totally.
And so, but then also my sister, this is the thing. I have an older sister. She's a year older than me. A year and 12 days. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
But so she used to get laughs, but like she would play up the whole, like I'm a cute little kid. And I was never about that shit. I would like honestly be like, I'm not, that's not me. I'm not going to pander to these fucking people.
Mm-mm. Wow.
And that's how I knew. I'm like, I know that I'm funny, but I'm not going to be like that. Like, I have some pride about myself.
Wow.
So that's why I knew. And they always loved her more. But I was like, I got funny shit to say, but ask me about it.
Right. Mm. Oh, man. That's, so is that your only sibling?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you guys close now?
Okay. Quarantine has been better. We've communicated more.
Okay.
But great. We do not... I mean, she doesn't know anything about my life.
Got it. Damn. Wait, where does she
live? Where does she
live? In the Bronx.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I mean, you guys could hang. But, I mean, I get it. You know, like, whatever.
That's not even far in a New York sense. You know how people are like, I live in Brooklyn, she lives in Queens. Like, that's not happening. Like, Bronx and Harlem, you can make it happen.
Yeah, you could make it work. But, I mean, no pressure.
Yeah, no,
you know.
It's
off
better.
That 2-3?
It's better. If she knew what I was like talking about nudes and shit, she'd be horrified.
Oh,
she's
really?
Very different from me.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it's cool that you were like aware that she was like trying hard, you know, like to get those laughs.
At such a young age.
Yeah, that's
so
very
intuitive.
Aware. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very self-aware.
Yeah. Were you guys competitive?
Not me. I think that she... I always just wanted to have a good time. That's like always been my...
That is your vibe.
I always
vibe,
wanted
you know?
To have fun.
Yeah, that's your vibe.
Yeah, man. That's how I've always wanted to be. So
yeah.
Certain things she was more serious about. And then I was just like, yo, man, like let's like play. Like, let's have fun.
Right, right.
So I wasn't competitive with her. But it was definitely... And sometimes still, it's still a vibe I get from her. Where I'm just like, dude... Who gives a fuck, man? Let's just like,
she's
silly. Let's just goof around.
She the one that would like play house, but like too seriously. Like we got to do this laundry, and you're like, this is play. I'm pretending.
I mean, we both played house like hardcore, man. Nice. Like there was no when we got in our rooms, we were just in a different world. There was no like we're playing house. It was like we lived. We had two cancers, so we were always acting in that sense. We were always, you know, like we got in our rooms. We were moms, like
totally,
they are dolls.
House
had
is the best.
Visible husbands.
What a name that really captures it all.
Oh yeah, loved playing house. Oh my god, so good. Would still play it, you know.
Did you have a set, or did you just use your imagination?
Wait, oh, do we have a house, you said?
Like the set, like that, some kids have like the set where it's like a fake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
we had a kitchen.
You had the kitchen.
We had a fake
hell
kitchen.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Very, once again, cancers. Cancer, three cancers, well, four including my dog, and then one Pisces. So there you go. We had a
fake kitchen. So your mom is a Pisces, and then the stepdad...
Yeah, yeah.
So the stepdad and you and your sister are a Cancer, and then your mom is a Pisces. Wow, that's a lot of water. It's a lot of water.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of water.
Drowning.
And our dog was also a Cancer.
Oh, cool that you know that.
Oh, wow.
I love that. Well, that's cool. Okay, so, like, you knew you were funny, and you were, like, confident. I feel like you kind of – I feel like you have, like, a good – like, good self-esteem. I mean, can't relate, but love hearing about it, you know? Like, it's great. And I feel like maybe as a kid you did.
Self-aware
growing
confidence.
Growing up, I was actually – growing up, though, I was severely shy. I was very, very shy.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Shy but funny.
I was super shy. It was just very introspective.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was super shy.
Interesting. Okay. What? Tell us your second memory, if you're ready, unless you want to add to the last one.
Oh yeah, this is a good. We're talking on the topic of my stepdad. This is a memory that this was a story that was told in my family for a long time.
Okay.
So my mom, I had never liked my stepdad I was the kind of kid where like people knew I didn't like them. I wouldn't pander. I wouldn't pretend. They could read my face and they're like, your daughter doesn't like me. And it's like, nope, I don't. So I didn't like my stepdad. I did not get good vibes from him. And it wasn't because he was white. I just knew he wasn't a good, I was just like, this guy, no, pass. But so one time he volunteered when he was like trying to court my mom, he volunteered to babysit us so my mom could have the day off. And my sister and I were like usually really, really well behaved, but we were acting up. Like, we sensed his weakness. So we were acting up. We were going crazy. He was trying to get us to take a nap. We wouldn't listen. And then eventually, because my sister was, you know, like, much more, like, not pandering, but whatever. She, like, laid down, take a nap, right. And I was still going crazy. And then my stepdad was like, Christy, please, just, like, you know, lay down. And I said to him, you don't live here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then I guess he showed me. Then he married my mom. And then there we go.
Oh, no. That is literally the plot to, like, It Takes Two. Like, one of those, minus the twin part, but, like, where you just have that evil person who you don't want to live in. You're like, you don't live here. And then they move in. And it's your worst nightmare.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, good for you. I mean,
did you guys not get along at all, ever?
I mean, I think he thought we got along, but I think the thing is, like, my mom got divorced from my father when I was young. Mm-hmm. So I just always knew that a man was, could be temporary, like, or expendable.
Right, right.
Which does actually say a lot about my adult relationships. But I just was always like, get rid of this guy. Like, come on.
Yeah.
This isn't working. He's crazy. Like, just get rid. So I was always kind of waiting for the divorce. I'm like, why is he still around?
Wow. Was he like, okay, so, like, obviously he was, like, emotional and, like, you know, crazy. But was he, like, did his personality suck, too? Like, he was, like, I know those are, like, kind of the same thing. But do you know what I mean? Like, he, like, wasn't funny and, like, not cool at all. Like, nothing good. Nothing good about him.
I mean, in retrospect, like, he didn't have a lot of friends.
Yeah, there you go. That's a bad sign.
Because, you know, I mean, obviously, we're comics. We're around a lot of crazy, unstable people.
Right.
But once again, they're fun.
Yep.
And I would say they're things that are ourselves. Now that I'm older. Yeah, you know, but now that I'm older, there are things that I recognize how he's influenced me. Like, one of the reasons why I find, like, white guy shit funny, like Far Side comics and stuff like that, because I had a white stepdad, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff was in my house, like or Mad Magazine and shit like that. So there's certain things that I can appreciate, but, like, was he, I mean, he didn't have, like, a winning personality. He's not, I mean, I'll say this, I've dated crazy men, but they're fun, you know what I mean? They're interesting. Right.
They are.
They're entertaining. I'd say yeah, man. I mean, I gotta stop. I've stopped.
I get it. Yeah, I hear you.
They're exhausting. But
what does crazy mean for, like, you?
Okay. I have a problem with dating men that are characters and not people. Or caricatures.
Oh, interesting.
No, they're characters.
Okay.
So, I find them entertaining. That's the problem. Like, I attract men that I do find entertaining. And that's what I've realized I have to stop doing. With sob stories, too.
Like, ones that can't turn off, right?
Well, I do feel like when, like, a guy is, like, fun, he also has a lot of mental problems. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like it goes hand in hand. Like, there is not one without the other, you know? Like, and then there's, like, a boring, then you can also date, like, a boring, like, safe guy who's, like, pretty stable, doesn't experience depression, has a lot of money. Like, you know, but he's not fun. But it's, like, it's worth it because he's not going to, you know, lose his mind on you. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, it depends on what you desire, you know, because if you are someone who constantly needs to be stimulated, you want to be with someone who can do that. But if you're someone who wants food, then you gotta sometimes just go with the boring ones.
I've never dated, like, a boring guy, I don't think. But I really want to. I would like that. I would like that. Like, I'm waiting for it. You know?
I've tried.
Have you tried? Okay. How's it go?
I can't. I just can't. Because you know what it is, especially for us as women and as comics, we're around interesting dudes.
It's true.
If we do or do not want to date them, We're just still around men that are very interesting, even if they're not necessarily funny. Mm-hmm. Just from them being in the world of comedy, they're going to be more interesting than just a regular person.
Right.
So I feel like then, as a woman, when you have a lot of personality, you can be too much for a boring dude.
Yep. That's very fair.
That's very
fair. Yeah, I used to date this guy who now has a baby, and I'm like, I missed my chance. But we would meet up, and he'd be like, okay, just, you know, talk. Go ahead, talk. And I was like
You're
not also like a puppet. I don't mind
monologuing to you all day. Like, I don't mind it. You know, it's fine with me. But, like, if you have nothing to say in response, it's like, what's wrong with you? Are you fucking stupid? Like,
right, you know, it's a little strange.
Oh, God. But, you know, a lot of couples, like, I've noticed this, like, a lot of couples, like, they aren't fun, you know? Like, they like going out to eat, and they like having, you know, activities to do together, but it's like, it's never going to be fun, you know? You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. That's just something I've observed.
Well, I would say this too, like, I don't want to feel like I'm someone's entertainment.
Yes, that's right. That's right. You want to feel like it's mutual.
I don't like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that feeling at all. Because I've gone on a date with a guy, and he was like, so tell me about all of your crazy dating stories.
Oh, that's weird that he wants to hear about it. Yeah.
Yes. Also, he had just told me that he had a boil lanced above his ass. So I'm like, oh, this is one of them. I'm living one right now. This is disgusting.
Say that again? Say that again?
A what?
I was like, oh yeah, we met up. And I was like, yeah, how was your day? How was your weekend been? It was a Sunday. He's like, well, I had a boil lanced on top of, like, right above my ass crack. So I haven't been able to work out. It was an ingrown hair.
Oh my God. You know what? Speaking of getting boils lanced, I know someone who had a boil in the same spot. And they had to get it drained. I guess maybe lanced as well. I don't know.
I thought you said a boy named Lance. He had a boy named Lance.
I did date a boy named Lance, actually.
You did?
Mm. He was crazy.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Yeah, Lance was crazy. Oh, my God. He lives down the street. So I hope I haven't summoned him. Lance was crazy. Yeah.
Oh, no.
What did Lance do?
Let's see. What did Lance do? Work-wise, nothing. Played a lot of Fortnite.
I didn't mean that. I didn't think he worked, but...
No. let's see. So many things. Lance did so many things. I mean, I had to call the cops on him. He wouldn't leave.
Why?
He was stalking. I've had a couple of stalkers.
Really? I'm so jealous. I mean, I'm not.
I mean, who wouldn't want to stalk you, honestly?
I just want a man to love me and not be obsessed with me, but also not love me. I don't know. It's complicated. But things were escalating. And I was like, I don't want to know how crazy he's going to get. And so I had broken up with him several times. And he went a little crazy in my apartment. And I was like, nah, bro. Like, banging on the walls. And I was like, nope.
Whoa.
And then that night, when I came back from shows, he was, like, outside of the building. He wouldn't leave. And I was like, just leave. And he's like, no, I'm going to talk to him. I'm like, now I'm going to let you in. Yeah, it was a whole thing. And then I had to call the cops. And then he cried to them. And I was like, okay, well, of course. Because he cried all the time. I mean, he didn't get killed. But he did cry.
Oh, man. Defund the police for that reason alone. We don't need the police to listen to some bitch cry.
No, we do need the police. That's why I'm okay.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm conflicted. I'm conflicted.
Well, defund them, but don't abolish. When people said abolish, I was like, no, we need cops. If you have a good pussy,
yeah, absolutely.
You can have stalkers.
No. We especially
around.
In New York.
That's crazy that you've had multiple stalkers.
But in an abusive relationship situation, right. If you're going to allocate resources, though, there are calls to make instead of 911 that you can get someone who deals with emotional abuse and people who are stalking you, and those are mental health professionals that will come and take that person away.
I don't know.
Oh.
Unless he was violent. Was he violent?
I didn't want to know if he was going to get violent. That was my thing. I was like, bro, I don't want to know. Yeah. Like, this is Yeah. This is a point in a lifetime movie where if I open the door and you punch me in the face, I don't want to victim blame, but that would have been my fault. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, totally. Okay. We don't have to have a lifetime movie. This is a point where I can say, I don't want to know how crazy you're going to get because you already got a little crazy and it wasn't violent, but I don't want to know if you have that capacity.
Wow. Was he like I'm in love with you and like, you know, like all that shit? Or
well, we loved each other, but he was also a fuckboy though. And I told him, I'm like, I don't think you want to be in a monogamous relationship. But then of course he didn't want me to not
fuck other people.
Be monogamous.
Of course. Yeah.
So
honestly, I really relate to him. Yeah, I see where he's coming from. Anyway, Lance, poor Lance.
Okay, so did your? Because I know when you grow up with a step whatever parent, and you watch relationships that aren't healthy, and then you're like, well, that's not going to happen to me. You have two choices: you either get in fucked up relationships, or you try and have a better relationship with men. Which path did you choose?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't as bad as my mom, but I definitely haven't. This is what I realized, actually. After Lance, this is what I realized. I was like, what I'm doing is attracting, because I was very much at a caretaker role with my mom. So I'm like, part of you is attracting people that you have that caretaker role with, like you had with your mom, but then I was ejecting them from my life as I always wanted to with my stepdad. So that's what I realized. Oh, I'm like, what you're really doing is reliving your fantasy of kicking a man out of your life when you couldn't do it when you were younger.
Did you give him the classic stepdad, you don't live here? Did you do that same line?
No, because I didn't want to get punched in the face, but they knew they didn't live here. They knew this was mine, and that they were like, you know. I'm always trying not to get hit in the face, even though I say things that I'm like, you might get punched for that one. But I'm like, ooh, you're pushing.
You got a good face.
Thank you. I'm trying. But in realizing that, I also just said to myself, I remember one day I was walking to, I used to run the mic at Muchmore's. I think that's where we met Jessica. And then I remember I was walking there and I was Christiana,
love that mic.
Yeah. But I remember thinking, I was like, Christiana, you attract people, men that are like mentally unstable because you grew up in that kind of environment. Like, it was just that simple. I'm like, I would always think like, what is it about me and what do I have to fix? And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, you attract the types of people that you, like the first loves or relationships that you had. I was like, it's that simple. And just try not to do that. So since then, I have not been doing that. But then I've also not been in a real relationship.
Mm. See, the thing is everyone that goes to Muchmore's is a Williamsburg like straight dude who shouldn't be giving relationship advice, you know. And then like you, and then like
I liked that mic.
It was fun. Yeah,
I would always bomb there, but you know who cares? Like. It's all good.
So many men.
Like, I care.
Word. New York,
I miss, Muchmore's. Muchmore's, they must be fucking closed, right? Like, there's no way they're doing anything. Because they must be like, shut the fuck down. Because
it already felt unsanitary.
It already felt like it was shut down while I was there, while it was running. So I was like, okay, this place is already an abandoned place. And and now it's a pandemic, so I know it's shut down. Like, there's no way that they're doing anything because they don't have food. Like, they probably haven't figured out outdoor seating. I bet that they're just done for, you know? I mean.
They did have tea. I would always get tea.
They did have tea. I remember doing a few, lots of shows there. Didn't we do a show there once, Christiana? Like,
hell
we hosted
dude,
a show
was
there
so
or something?
Fun.
Yeah, yeah, that was fun. That was a good time. Mm. I remember doing a photo shoot too on the couch. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that photo.
Those couches definitely had some diseases on there.
Oh, I'll send you my nudes. I don't mind, you know? I'm like, I'll, not a problem.
I'll send you guys my videos.
I'm down.
If anyone wants, you know, no one's asking for those.
Like, I was out to dinner with my friend Maria, and I was like, hey, like, do you want to see my nudes, you know? And she was like, no. And I was like, what is wrong with you? Like, I was like, are you a friend or not? Like, and she was like, no, it's because I am your friend. I don't want to see you naked. And I'm like, I don't get it. You know, like, I think that maybe we're not going to be that close.
I don't want to see all my friends.
I guess. Whatever.
All right, on the topic of nudes, let's get back into your childhood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay?
What's your third memory?
That's a real segue.
Let's see. I think they might all have to do my stepdad. Hold on, let me see. Not for everyone. Okay, on the topic of Maggie, you brought up your birthday. It was Maggie's birthday. Happy belated again.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll sing at the end. Happy belated.
No pressure, please don't.
So in my town, we didn't have anything in my town. We had to go to Pennsylvania a lot. But we didn't have a Chuck E. Cheese. Right. Before that, it was Showbiz Pizza. Do you guys know Showbiz Pizza?
Okay. No, I do not.
Showbiz Pizza?
Word.
But I'd be down.
I mean, basically, it was around, and then Chuck E. Cheese took over, and because I'm a Cancer, okay, I was very, at a petty rivalry. I was like, yo, fuck you, Chuck E. Cheese. Where's my Showbiz Pizza? But anyway, Showbiz Pizza was, their mascot was a bear, and then they had a band of animals that would play, right? And
yeah, just like Chuck E. Cheese, totally. Okay.
Yeah, it really hurt my feelings when Chuck E. Cheese took over. I don't know if you've ever seen the video for Management Electric Feel, but they have the animatronics from Showbiz Pizza in the back.
Oh, MGMT Electric Feel, the music video?
Yeah.
I feel like I actually have, yes, and that sounds familiar. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, but go on.
So we would go to Showbiz Pizza. And then one year, I mean, I didn't have a lot of friends growing up. My sister had more friends, and I just did not. But anyway, we scrapped some people together. My birthdays are 12 days apart, so we had a joint birthday party. I don't know who the fuck was there. But I think I was turning 8 or 9, and I'd been there before. And I don't know what, for some reason, I had a complete fucking meltdown. Like, the bear came out, and I know it's a person inside, but the bear came out to say happy birthday or whatever, and I just freaked the fuck out. I was crying.
Oh, no.
My mom, like, had to take me to the bathroom. I was just freaking out.
And then the bear
came in the bathroom to take off her head and show me it was a person. And then I remember being upset because I'm like, I'm not stupid. I know it's a person in there, but I'm just freaking out. I don't know what triggered it. It just freaked me out, man. I wasn't in the mood for a little person in a big bear costume.
And then
I was pissed. Like, I'm not dumb. But I just don't want to see this right now. And I had a big fucking meltdown.
God. Yeah.
Because it's horrifying. Pizza. Anything that has animatronics, like, it's the plot to, like, a Goosebumps movie. Or, like, do you remember those books and films? Or, like, Chucky the doll?
Yeah.
Like, even though it's a cute little thing, like, they have the power to just be so horrifying to scare children.
But also, like, okay, I think it's a little bit fucked up that this bear, like, came into the bathroom and took off the bear head. It's like, okay, back off. Like, why are you trying to make this worse? Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like they should have taken a cue. It was probably some fucking 23-year-old loser, you know, who's like, oh my God.
Maybe even a teenager.
Yeah, maybe even a teenager. And it's like, read the fucking room. Don't go into the bathroom and show your face to a child that's already scared of you. Like,
wait,
that's
did he follow
stupid.
You?
You know?
Well, it was
he
a woman.
He followed you in there? And it was a he? Well, a woman.
It was
okay.
A woman.
I was going to say, hello.
I think my parents thought it would help me, but I wasn't upset. Oh, I knew it was a person inside. Like, once again, I'm not an idiot. I was like 8 or 9 years old. I knew it was a person inside, but the costume was just freaking me out, man. It was this big bear costume. Yeah. And I'd been there before.
That is
so
freaky.
I knew that bear. But I don't know. It's a birthday. Yeah. You know, you freak out.
It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming.
Going through it.
Yeah. I used to have breakdowns at my birthday parties all the time.
Now I can't do anything.
Yeah. I just feel like any birthday party, like when you're young, it's fucking stressful. Like it's stressful when you're old and when you're young, it's even worse. You know, like I felt a lot of stress for my birthdays, you know, and I would definitely have breakdowns in public. So I get it. You know,
are you still afraid of any clothed animal in New York when you see people dressed up, Christiana?
No, I feel sorry for them. So,
oh my god, but like the people in Times Square,
it's not an easy gig.
That's really not, and it's also like I feel it is creepy, and I feel like it's a lot of like. I feel like you could definitely be like perverted inside that costume, you know. But also like
or there's a small chance that you're not. Like most people are, I feel like.
Yeah. But also like I just feel like in that vein of work, like you could get another job that's like the same pay, but like you don't have to wear a horrible costume. So you know what I mean? I just feel like it's like they're uninformed about job possibilities, you know? It's like
like the subway guy who's like, "We have subway here." Like that could be the same guy.
Yeah, like you could hold a sign and that's like easy.
Elmo.
You know, yeah, like you don't have to be like Batman. You know, in Times Square. Yeah. Like.
Well, I grew up in Florida, so we would go to Disney all the time. And I found when I was going through my old childhood shit, I had this the book of autographs. And I'm like thinking about it now as an adult. I'm like, fucking, this is some dude named Doug who was probably high who signed this saying Mickey. You know, like they're teenagers in there, like 20-year-olds that are either stoned or like they probably threw up in their costume.
Yeah. Now, wait, Christiana, so did you always do a joint birthday party with your sister every year?
Or was this a first?
No, we did it often, especially when I was young. Like, we would usually celebrate my birthday on my sister's because I knew mine was coming up. Mm. And so I wasn't, you know, I was a kid. I wasn't patient enough. I was excited. So we, I usually got presents on my sister's birthday.
Okay.
And then also, I mean, I don't think either of us separately, and definitely not me separately, had enough friends to like separately have parties. And we definitely didn't have enough money to separately have parties.
Right.
Yeah.
So your mom, going back to what your mom did she have her own gigs, like as an African drummer? She did like performance stuff?
So yeah, so growing up, like my mom would have, she did a bunch of different things. She taught singing lessons. She had her own performing arts like classes for kids.
I love that.
Like, yeah, she would teach us like dance and acting, and then people that could sing, she'd do singing lessons. And then she'd have her own gigs. And then once we got to like middle school ish, my mom started doing storytelling performances, and then my dad piggybacked on that. So they would gig together. And then she would do the storytelling and he would accompany her.
Oh, so cute. I feel like I'm looking into my
future. Yeah, I'm like,
right
this is like Jess's life. Sorry.
It was a lot of, we're waiting on a check from the gig. That's what most of childhood was. Right. Like,
which is why I'm like, oh God, now I'm looking into the future.
Right.
Yeah, it was, I mean, there are a lot of things that I learned, but.
Yeah. Are you a singer? Were you a family of singers?
No, thank God, no.
Hard no. What about your sister?
I'm off tune. I don't understand. To me, it's an amazing thing when someone can hear a note and then recreate it. I'm like, that's like going to the moon for me. I'm like, wow, I can't. I hear them, but I can't replicate a tone. No, my sister did not, but they had us try to play musical instruments.
Right.
Were you into that or?
And then
really?
We were in like my mom's performing arts group.
I
didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
My sister tried playing clarinet and then and then they were like, oh, Chrissy's going to learn piano from my stepdad who I didn't like. So for me, it was just like, an hour with this motherfucker.
Resentment.
I can't stand him.
Right. Like, that's so annoying.
Sorry. My dad taught piano lessons too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, your dad, not your
stepdad?
My stepdad.
When I say my dad, I mean my stepdad. And my father's like who I have the DNA from. Okay. Yeah, sorry. So yeah, my stepdad taught piano lessons too.
Yeah, when did you start stand-up?
I started stand-up in 2013.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you, what did you move to New York to do? Also, do you have a big girl job? Like, you have your own apartment, so we're always impressed by that.
Okay, so I used to, so when I moved to New York, I went to Rutgers for theater and Africana studies. I had a double major. And then, which means nothing. Mm. And then when I was the last year at Rutgers, I was interning for a small theater in Midtown. And then they hired me, which was no money. Mm. And so that pushed me into getting into real estate. So I was like, I got to pay rent. And I felt like I could be good at it. And then I worked in real estate for 15 years. And I left my job last summer.
Got it.
Oh, love hell it. Yeah. Congrats on that. I mean, thank you. It was now it's probably a weird thing to be. Yeah, I feel like every performer has their thing that they have to do to survive. And like real estate has to probably be the worst next to working in the service industry. Because you have to work and maybe not get paid most of the time until you get shit rented or sold.
Yeah, it's intense. Well, the last 4 years, I mean, I did a combination of working for myself, working for a company, working for myself as a broker, or working in luxury development. So I would do a lease up, and it was contract work. So I'd lease out a building, and then I would take a break. I'd usually go abroad and then come back and then do it all over again. But the last lease up, I decided to stay at that job. Because then it was like at least it was stable. It wasn't commission based. I had benefits. And then my day was over. So then I could do stand up at night. But it was, it was a lot.
Oh, that actually does sound quite nice. That sounds really nice.
But you know, it's a lot. Like if you have a paycheck, a steady paycheck in real estate, they make you work for it. You know what I mean? Like, it was too much to be doing both. It was not good for my health.
Well, cheers to be out of that. Happy 1 year and a half-ish of being free.
Does your family, like, do they see you do stand-up? Or has that ever happened? Or what?
Okay. My sister saw me the first time I did stand-up.
The first time ever.
And I didn't know she was coming. And she... Oh, yeah.
That's stressful.
And she does not know a lot about my life.
Okay.
She surprised me, which was nice, but I was like, oh, shit, dude.
She
does not need to know what I get up to.
Was she weirded out?
Not family appropriate material.
Was she like, oh, my God, Christiana?
She just...
What did she say? How'd she react?
Well, she just said, she was like, you looked so pretty. And my friends were like, that's all she said. I'm like, what is she supposed to say when I'm talking about fucking people? Like, obviously, she did the best she could, you know, like and then
that's so funny.
Yeah, so I cut her some slack. I'm just happy that she came. I wasn't, I was like, oh fuck. But anyway, and then my mom saw me do stand up maybe like a month later, and that was a cleaner set. But my mom being a performing artist, I remember being like, I was like, oh, what'd you think? And then she's like, well, I could tell she was dancing around it. And then she was like, I was like, no. What'd you really think? And she was, oh, well, I just thought that you were really you. At one point, because, you know, when you first start, you stick to your fucking jokes.
You know,
it's like, I got 5 minutes. That's what you do. But I got annoyed at somebody in front of me because they didn't laugh the whole time. Then they were finally laughing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, now, like, it was like I was at the last minute. I was like, oh, you're finally laughing now. Almost fucking done. So I broke out of my material. And I, you know.
Yeah.
It roasted that guy, insulted him, you know. And so she's like, I just felt like that was really you when you did that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be like, you don't know me at all. That's when, like, where I'm not close with my mom anymore. So I want to be like, you have no idea who the fuck I am.
Right.
But she was right.
But like, that I'm sounds pretty mean. I love that. Yeah.
Isn't that great when you're like, I feel like you were really you when you were cursing somebody out? Like, that's what does that say about?
But it's so true. Like,
I want to say,
no, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, like, I wanted to say to her, like, lady, this is like my fourth time doing stand up.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Right. That's early to have family.
I've been doing stand up for like 4 years and, one of my brothers still has not seen me, and I'm like, I don't want him to, you know? I'm good.
Wait. How many siblings do you have?
I have two older brothers. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they both have kids.
How much older?
They're much older. Same parents, though. Everybody assumes that I was
same parents,
different dad.
Necessary detail.
But yeah, the one is 44 or something, and the other one's like 42. I don't even know. Like, I don't pay attention. I don't know. Who knows? I think why they don't even know how old I am. I just turned 29. I don't think they even get it or know. yeah, they're just like, whatever. but I mean, they're cool, you know? Wow. Like, they're very funny and cool. And one of them has seen me do stand-up at the Grizzly Pear, where dreams come true, like 2 years ago. Mm. And that was fine. And but my parents have seen me, and they're like, they're pretty into it. But I think they disassociate while it's happening, like, to get through what I'm saying, and are just like, yay, she's doing what she loves, you know, like, yay, she's having fun, and we are proud. Yeah. And but when I'm like talking about, like, you know, sex and stuff, I think they're like somewhere else mentally, you know, as it's happening.
Good for, but yeah. Good that they're able to do that, because if you can disassociate, then they can enjoy it, and they'll come back for more, knowing that they have the ability to do that. Okay, my love, Christiana, slip us into your last two memes. If you have some hot childhood memories that you haven't shared yet.
One of them is also birthday party related. Okay. This is also a moment of self-awareness. So I remember I went to a birthday party. It was Kyle Moore. He lived not that far from my elementary school. And he was one of the few friends. Mm-hmm. First of all, Kyle Moore used to chase around. In kindergarten, I used to chase him around the playground.
Nice.
Which is...
Hell yeah. Was he hot?
Very on brand for me. Also, he was gay, so it doesn't matter. But I'm like, you've always been you, bitch. You've always been you. Just chasing men. But so I remember I showed up at the birthday party. And, you know, it's all white kids. And then when I showed up, everyone acted very excited, which was confusing to me, because I'm like, we all go to school together. No one's ever excited to see me. But there was music. So they were like, oh, my God. I used to go by Christy when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Christiana is too big of a name for a child. But so they were like, oh, wow, Christy's here. And then my reaction was I started doing the Running Man, and I was immediately embarrassed. I was immediately, like, I immediately thought I was a coon as soon as that happened.
Oh my God.
Mind you, I was like 9. Oh. I felt like a coon at 9 years old. I was like, I cannot believe you started dancing for these white kids. But I just didn't know what to do. I was so thrown by their enthusiasm.
Yeah, like, why were they
why are they excited to see me?
Wow. Wait, so, like, how long were you doing the Running Man? Was it, like, 30 seconds? Or, like, were they, like...
Not that long, but I did.
That's definitely weird. Yeah. And then you were like, why did I do that? Oh my God. Like,
it was a shame. Yeah. It was a real shame of my life. I was very ashamed of myself. Mm. I was like, I can't believe you started dancing for these kids.
Do you feel like they were like, what is she doing? But, or were they like excited? Or
yes,
like,
this was what we wanted.
No, they were into it. Cool. They thought it was fun.
Was it because, well, did they dance? Did anyone join you? Or it was literally like, go Christy?
I don't remember. I just remember doing it and then thinking like, what the fuck? But then also, this is a problem with, my mom taught us about slavery way too young.
Yeah.
Because someone called my sister the N-word in first grade. Oh, and then my mom explained to us the whole history of slavery in America and roots.
Wow.
Like, it was like, we were children. It's too much information.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So I was just, between that and then my stepdad being white, and then the racial politics with his family, racial politics with my own, like, family, and then just in the town. Like, I was always very aware of racial politics.
Yeah.
So I think that's why, I mean, a regular kid would have just felt like, I'm having a good time. And I was like, you have really let your race down at 9 doing the Running Man for these kids.
That's so funny. Self-awareness or the intuition to think like that. And so, a 9-year-old kid would just be like,
I think you seem to be very self-aware. Like, between the, you know, the, what was the first thing that you shared where you were like, Shit, wait.
Oh, that I wasn't funny.
Yes,
everybody.
That you were funny, you were but funny, not for everyone. Yeah,
were,
yeah, yeah.
You were funny, but you knew.
Yeah, like, I feel like you definitely had an inner life that was pretty active. You know, I think it's impressive.
What is too young to talk about slavery? Because now that fucking Donald Trump wants to erase it from our education and teach a propaganda, American propaganda of loving this country in our education system, it already is like that. So what do you think is too young? Like, you think first grade was like, okay, too much, Mom. Let's talk about sex instead.
Well, it was just too deep. She could have done a survey.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have to know that Kunta Kinte got his foot chopped off. I remember wailing. It was so painful.
Oh, you were
painful.
Like, oh, shit.
It was a very painful.
Wow.
Oh, it was upsetting.
Well, also, like, your...
It was very... It was super intense and very painful.
Your mom is also a professional storyteller, so I feel like, you know, she was probably, like... I bet it was intense.
Did she sing some parts too? Like, did she really do her full performance when she?
Well, she wasn't doing storytelling back then.
Okay.
She was just oversharing. Okay. It was more my mom's an oversharer, unprofessionally, than a professional storyteller. Yeah. So, I mean, I think I would have given a survey. I wouldn't have gone in. Quite as deep. You know, you shouldn't tell the child that a slave got his foot chopped off. I just feel like that's too much at like.
I think you should tell white kids that. You should tell white kids it. And
that's
at 5 years
much.
Old, you're. Okay, fair. I want your mom to travel around the country and tell stories to white kids.
Yeah.
No. It's too much for a child to process.
I agree. Yeah, I think it's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. So, okay, do you remember anything else about this party?
That can actually slip into
you have the next memory. Okay. If you're ready, go ahead. Yeah.
No. I don't remember much else about the party because I felt such immediate shame. I mean, we had a good time.
Good.
It was a good party. I was just surprised. I didn't understand why everyone was excited to see me.
Like, interesting.
When they don't show that excitement every day in school.
That is weird.
Yeah, it just threw me off.
That is
a
mystery.
Know why.
Like, maybe they, I don't know.
No, they were, I mean, they were genuinely excited, but and it just my reaction was
maybe just they just thought you were like cool and they were like, "Okay, she's here. Awesome." You know?
I mean, like... it's possible. My sister and I, we dominated the talent shows.
Oh, really?
So,
oh,
hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
what would you do?
You know, my mom was
right.
Oh, we were. Oh, we. It used to be lip sync, straight lip sync all the time. And
wow, that's fun. Yeah. That's fun. Fine.
Amazing.
Oh my God, lip syncing. Would you dance as well? Like there was, I'm sure, choreography.
Yeah. It was straight up like, you know, we get home from school, we had to rehearse.
Oh, I totally get that. I also did a lot. I did a lot of talent shows, a lot of sexual dancing at a young age for the whole school. The whole
they dance for children is hyper-sexualized with costumes that they make you wear.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, so scandalous, and you're, like, shaking your booty. And
but you should see fucking TikTok now. I'm like, my niece is 10, and I've been in several videos with her. And, you know, I'm sexual, too, in them. I'm like, whatever, you know, I support her. I support her. It's inappropriate.
Oh, I want to see them. I want to see that more than your nudes.
Yeah, I want to see that too, Maggie.
It's more
like... I bet
she
has more TikTok followers than I do.
It's more like me in the background, like, woo, you know, like, go. While she's like, you know, really like killing it. But I remember in middle school, like I used to choreograph the, our dances, and my friends, like, who I'm still friends with from middle school, they were like, you were really controlling and like mean to us when we were rehearsing.
Oh no.
You were, you know, like, apparently I was like, fucking get it right, like, that's not the move, you know. So, and I get it, you know, like I wouldn't put it past myself to act like that in the fourth grade, you know.
Okay, your last meme, Christiana, you said it would slip right in, so we didn't mean to detract.
Yeah, you know what? It's a perfect transition from when you tell kids about slavery when they're too young. Okay, my town was the way that it was, right? But then I remember we used to celebrate Martin Luther King Day. We didn't have off at first, back in the 80s. Mm. But we used to watch this video called Little Boy King. And mm-hmm. I hated it because the child was ugly. And I'm superficial, even at a young age. I'm like, this kid is ugly. Why couldn't they get a cute kid to play Martin Luther King? I can't look up to this kid. He was so ugly.
Yeah.
And the acting wasn't very good. I was very critical of acting as a child, even. I was like, this is not good acting, and this child is ugly. I'm not with it.
Oh, my God.
And it was like, yeah, especially like Martin Luther King when he was a kid. And he taught us about... No one ever knows. Like, I feel like it was only in my town. Because whenever I bring up, like, did you watch Little Boy King as
never
a kid?
Heard
they're
of
like,
it.
What the fuck are you talking about? Anyway, so we would watch it
in
school.
Never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible. That kid's teeth were fucked up. It was not inspiring to look at him.
I'm surprised they cast an ugly kid. I remember,
he was a handsome man.
Very handsome.
I feel like
he was
hot,
getting that pussy,
you know?
So I don't know why
he was
an ugly child.
Why was there an ugly child involved? I don't get it.
With sharp teeth. His teeth were so sharp.
I'd like to watch
this. Ugly. It was terrible. I hated Little Boy King. But the worst part was, so one year, Jasmine Rickline, very sweet girl. She was a friend of mine. We didn't like hang out. She was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Very sweet girl. A little bit of an airhead. Mm-hmm. Blonde hair, big blue eyes. So we were watching this. And then she came up to me afterwards. I think we were in third grade.
Yeah.
And she came up to me and she was like, you know, I just want to apologize for slavery. And everything that happened. And I was just like, we're both 8 years old. I mean, what the fuck?
You know what I mean? So intense.
Honestly, how brave of her to really just
guilt.
Take on.
That's so hilarious.
Wow. She's so fucking brave. Oh my God. She apologized on behalf of all slavery for you.
I mean, I felt she's Jesus. Eight. I remember being a kid and thinking, we're both kids. Like,
like, why are you making this weird?
I mean, she meant it.
Of course.
She was trying to be nice.
Really
genuinely
felt
bad.
For sure. What did you say? Were you like, it's all good? Or like, what did you say? Like, were you like,
fuck it, man. Your family had no money. I don't think your family was here for slavery, bitch.
Right. It's fine.
It was very uncomfortable, as white guilt is. And especially when we're both children. So it's totally unexpected. And I was just like, okay, thanks.
Right. What else are you going to say? Like,
it's incredible.
Okay.
What can you say? It's the 80s. Who knew white guilt was around back then? And children.
Wow.
Right. But you also, this is how self-aware you are. It's so impressive that you were like, we're kids. So it was almost as if you knew that you're like, one day I'm going to have an opinion on this. But it's like, now's not the time. But thank you.
Right.
Well, I just felt bad for her because I'm thinking, why is she apologizing for slavery? She's 8 years old.
Yeah.
Like, we are both eight.
I wonder if she remembers. I wonder if she remembers this story, you know, like.
This moment. Yeah. I wonder if she's feeling real white guilt.
Probably
right
not.
Now.
Yeah, she probably doesn't, right?
Poor girl. And then the following year, it happened again.
With the same girl or someone
else? But I knew.
Same girl?
I was like, oh, no. Yeah. I was like, oh, here comes Jasmine. Oh,
wait,
shit.
She did it again.
Her annual apology.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Oh, my God. Jasmine.
And it was all.
Would you guys watch?
Wow.
Would you watch the film
every year? Yeah, would
you
watch every
year? Is that why she would just have her annual apology? Like, it's my time to remind you that I care.
Interesting.
We watched it. For a few years in a row. And then we went to fifth grade, and I don't think we were in the same school. So I think either that or my mom kept us home for Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One or the other. But then it just stopped. And I was like, oh, thank God. Because I knew that she meant well, but it was still just very odd and uncomfortable.
It's awkward. Yeah, that's really awkward.
As a child. Yeah, my God.
Yeah, what was she going? Ooh. That's why I felt bad. I'm like, what is she going through that she's apologizing for this?
Right.
What was, do you remember your response to her? You were just like, it's all like, yeah, what did you say?
Yeah, I was just like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, what else are you going to say? Like, you know, I mean, so awkward.
Like, that's right, white devil.
Yeah. You carry should be sorry, motherfucker.
Like, I just, it was just uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you should have, honestly, like, you should have exploited this situation. Yeah. Yeah. You said.
She had nothing to do with it.
Right, right.
She had nothing to do. I mean, she was a child. You know what I mean? It's always just like, oh, God. I don't know how to do this.
Yeah. You should have been like, well, here's the steps you can take, bitch, to be anti-racist. Here's an Instagram post. Learn about it. That's what this is.
Yeah,
what
back
Instagram
then,
is
Instagram
now.
Posts were the chalkboard. Be like, yeah, let me write some stuff on the right. chalkboard for you, Jasmine. Ay, poor girl.
Oh, Jasmine. Wow, boy, boy, Christiana, do you want to share any last thoughts
yeah,
about
if
your
there's anything
warm,
else you want
beautiful,
to share,
painful childhood? And
I would say it does get better.
There we go.
You know what I had to learn on my own, honestly? This is what I would say. Yeah. I had to, as an adult, understand that my childhood was my childhood, and that, especially when you grow up with someone with a mood disorder, mm-hmm. especially someone who's bipolar, I mean, it's a lot of ups and downs. And so I had to understand as an adult that my life is my life and my path is my path. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have to constantly brace myself for disaster as I did growing with someone with a mood disorder, which right. it's not easy. I have compassion. I'm not just like, you know, I use the word crazy, but I understand, like, I have a lot of compassion for someone who's going through it. But I think when you grow up as in a household like that, it does start to influence the way that you view life. And you have to understand that, like, how I grew up and the environment I grew up in was how that was, but it's not who I am. I have my own path.
Yeah.
So as soon as I started to understand that and started to, like, let go of the, like, constant, like, is everything gonna get fucked up soon? And just understood, like, my life is my life. You know, it made it a lot easier. I mean, there's still influences, like, relationship wise and stuff, but still, I just know that my journey is my journey.
Love this.
Damn, so wise.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you for those
Jesus.
Words
like,
of wisdom.
I need that on a pillow,
out.
That whole thing. That was good.
It's
no,
too
I am.
To
I'm going to get a big pillow. Full yeah, full blanket.
A full blanket.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And be like, cover me with
very
your
wise.
Beautiful words. Yeah, Christiana, can you plug us in, baby? Where can we follow
you? Do you have
you?
Any shows coming up?
What
anything,
can we see?
You know, plug anything
oh,
that's
yeah,
going
sure.
on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, my Instagram is incomparable MSC. I'm on Twitter, but I don't really use it. Mm-hmm. And then and Facebook, I mean, Facebook's not for the faint of heart, but it's my full name, Christiana Jackson. Yeah.
Cool. Well, hell thanks yeah. for doing the show.
What a dream.
Yay!
Thank you
We're
so
happy
much.
Ladies,
for
thank
doing
you
this.
For
oh,
having
Oh, of course.
Me.
It was a blast. It was a blast. We'll post it soon.
Our signature sign
Bye.
Off. Our signature sign off is bye.